G'day legends and legendaries, welcome to another episode of Generation Get To It, a sugar hit of positivity and health for you to get the most out of yourself to inspire this generation and the next. Make sure you like and subscribe to get the latest episodes, to share the word, get more people out there changing their lives for the better. So for today's episode, we are having another teenager edition to add on to what we did last time, because I feel like it's a really important space for teenagers to be able to learn something without having to go through all the other different mediums to try and find it. So for today, we're going to talk about getting into the gym. If you're a teenager and you want to start building muscle and losing fat and ensuring that you're building a strong body to lift big weights, whether that is to prepare for sport, to become fitter and stronger on the field or whatever you're doing, to feel more confident in yourself by building muscle and ensuring that you lose fat, and also making sure that we're doing it safely too, because I feel like it's a really important thing when we're doing training is that to make sure you do it really well and for a long time and consistently, you need to make sure you're doing it safe too. Now, I know for a lot of you, safe automatically wants you to start turning this off and moving away. That's okay. I was there once too. And you know what? It's something that you do start to realize as you start to progress and get stronger and stronger is that you go, God, why did I waste my time trying to lift such heavy weights at the beginning when all I was doing was actually delaying my progress in the long run? And I'll explain more about that later. So today we're going to start off with a quote from the man Arnold Schwarzenegger. He said, "Just remember, you can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pockets." So I've actually just almost finished reading Arnold Schwarzenegger's new book called Be Useful. And I found it a very good read because he is a very impressive human. He's done some amazing things in his life. And he has a lot of really good principles that I think we could all learn from. So that's why I liked it anyway. But on to our part of the show. Why is it important to make sure we're building strength and lifting weights and doing resistance training, as we call it? Well, it's really important that we do resistance training because it honestly is going to give you some of the biggest long-term results when it comes to feeling healthy, building confidence, ensuring that your mental health is strong, and also being able to be really good at sport, to be someone who can, you know, lift heavy things up around the house, be mum, that kind of stuff. Like, that's all really, really important part of being strong. And the reason we like weights are so good is because when you start lifting weights, you start building muscle and you also start strengthening your bones too. It also strengthens your heart. And also improves your brain power as well. So you also have that ability to think quicker and think better, which I think we can all benefit from. So when it comes to gym, there's a few things you need to know if you're new to the gym. There's a few things you need to know how exactly you're going to train. You need to know how you're going to continue progressing. And you also need to know how long you should rest and things like that. So let's start off with actually gaining strength. How do you even gain strength in the gym? Well, principles, the most important thing when it comes to it, so the principles of how to build strength and muscle, right? So when it comes to building strength, I want you to think about what happens when you actually lift something really heavy. So say, for example, you go and pick up a really heavy dumbbell and you try and pick up the dumbbell and it's really, really heavy, but you just get it up. You just lift up off the ground, right? And then you put it back down. What happens is your body's therefore registered that it has taken a stimulus, right? Let's receive a stimulus from the outside world. And the stimulus says, that was really heavy. And if you don't improve your muscles, then you aren't going to be able to pick it up again or pick up something that is heavier. So your body goes, you know, send all the signals down to your muscles and starts telling the muscles to start getting bigger. And also learning how to connect the muscles better to what we call our neurons, okay? So the nerves. So next time you go to pick up a weight, you'll actually be stronger because your body says we need to make sure we get stronger, so we will get stronger. So that's essentially how lifting weights and getting stronger works. You give yourself a stimulus by lifting something heavy, and then over time your body will start registering the fact that you need to build more muscle size or build more strength. And therefore, it's going to do that for you. So that's what we call progressive overload. Okay, so progressive overload is that if you're going to the gym and let's just say you lift up a 10 kilo weight 10 times, right? And that's really, really heavy. And you go back to the gym and next time you lift a weight 10 kilo, the 10 kilogram weight again, 10 times. And you do it again and again and again. At the very start, you may start to feel that you're getting stronger. And you are. But after a while, if you keep lifting the same weight, doing the same amount of reps and things like that, then you're going to stay in the exact same place because your body's not receiving a bigger and better stimulus. So therefore, it's not progressively overloading the muscle. It's just progressively staying the same in a plateau, as we call it. So it's really important when we're actually trying to aim to grow more muscle and to also lift more weight and get stronger, is that we ensure we are always trying to move the weight either heavier or do more reps or more sets and things like that, which I'll go into later. But I just want to put that out there. That is progressive overload. When it comes to ensuring that we continue to train different muscles, is ensure that we have to train different muscles. We call it specificity. So if you want strong legs, you have to start training your legs. If you want bigger arms, then start training your arms. If you want a bigger chest or bigger abs, you need to make sure you train your chest or your abs. That's one thing as well. That, you know, no matter how many upper body days you do, you're not going to get rid of those chicken legs if you don't lift any weights down below. So when we look at the other thing as well, so we looked at progressive overload, we looked at specificity, and we've also looked at variety. So now we're going to look at variety. So variety is all about ensuring we don't just do the same thing every single time. So like I said before, if you lift up the weight many, many times, the 10 kilo weight 10 times, then you're going to plateau. In the same way, if you continue to do the same exercise all the time, every single time, you're going to plateau as well. So when it comes to doing like a chest-based exercise, right, you can do a bench press, which is one exercise, or you could add some variation to a push-up, or maybe like a chest fly, or a whole number of other different, like incline press, things like that. You can always change it up to make sure we get a different variety. If we're adding some variety to our program, not too much, but just enough, it ensures that we're able to continue to improve the muscle and progressively overload it too, because it's getting a different stimulus as we move. So that's that. But we're just going to leave it at them three principles at the moment because they're really important. But let's talk about how to actually write out a program, because I feel like that's a big issue. We don't really know exactly how to write our program, what exercises we need to do. So let's look at what an exercise is, a set and a rep. So an exercise is obviously just an exercise. Like it can be a push-up or a sit-up or a leg press or a leg extension or a whole bunch of different options you can come up with. But what is a rep or repetition? A repetition or a rep, we'll call them reps from now on. A rep is one movement of the exercise. So if you're doing push-ups, it's lowering yourself down to the ground and then pushing yourself up again. That is a rep, a repetition. And a set is a group of repetitions. So if you bring yourself down to the ground and back up again 10 different times, that is one set of 10 reps. And if you did the exact same thing, another 10 again, that would be two sets of 10 reps if you had a break in between. So that's basically what it is. And it's really important that we use them accordingly, right? Like we make sure we look at a sets and reps, because they're going to be a good way to make sure we're progressively overloading and also adding different variation to our training. Because when it comes to improving yourself and making sure you're progressively overloading, there's a few different ways you can improve yourself. You can add more weight, which is pretty obvious. You can add more reps. You can add more sets. You can limit the amount of rest in between your sets. And you can also pair different exercises together, which is a bit more advanced. But all you need to know is that there are several different ways you can improve yourself, get fitter, get stronger, just by changing one aspect of the training pattern. Of the training program. Another question I always get asked is about, you know, how do I do upper body, lower body, like split, you know, up full body sessions, like what do I do? My advice is that when you're first starting to train, if you're training like within like kind of first year at least, I like to do full body weights. I personally still do full body weights these days. So that means full body weights means that I'm doing upper body and lower body in the same session. If you're doing split days, that means you're doing upper body in one session and the next session you're doing lower body. The reason I like split days so much is that, say for example, you train 2 times a week. If you are training 4 body days, both times you train, you're hitting your upper body and your lower body, which is pretty obvious. If you miss a day, then you haven't skipped your upper body or your lower body because you've already trained them. If you're doing like a split workout where you're doing upper body one day and then lower body the next day, is that if you, for some reason, you skip your lower body day, then you won't actually see that training for another week, right? So you could be 2 weeks without lifting on your upper body, your lower body, simply just because something got in the way, which is why I like having split full body workouts, because it makes sure that even if you miss that workout, you still train the same muscles anyway. So it's not as if they go backwards. So I think that's really important to understand that how you program yourself and what muscles you're going to train, you need to think about it on the long term as well. It's not just during that session, but also over the weeks and months. Because a lot of time we like to skip leg day and things like that. If you're a bloke, if you're a female, you tend to like to skip upper body days. Each to their own, okay? we're both guilty. So I think it's really important to make sure that, yeah, you really set these things out to ensure that you get all the stimulus you need to make sure you're not going backwards, but you're continually trying to progressively overload as we go to lift more weight. So I think that when it comes to your first few sessions, make sure you do full body weights, okay? So for example, what's one way I like to write out a program? I like to write out my programs where I do an upper body and then do a lower body. So say, for example, one day I'll do a bench press, right? So I'll lift a bench press. So I'll press with my chest, training those upper body muscles. And then I'll pair it with a back squat. So I'll have the bar on top of my shoulders and I'll be doing a squat. So therefore, I'm training my lower body. The next, I'll go and do a rowing type movement. So I can do like a bent over row or something. So therefore, I'm training my back. So my upper body again. And then I'll go and do something like a deadlift, where I'll be training my lower body again. So it's all about trying to mix them up. Once I've done them, I'll start moving down into the smaller muscle groups. So I might do shoulders after that. I might do some hamstrings. I might just do some calves. And I'll even tie up some core in the end as well. Because what I'm trying to do here is make sure that I'm hitting all the different muscle groups in my body, starting from the biggest muscle groups all the way down to the smallest muscle groups. And that way I'm going to train as many muscles as I can within the workout. And each workout, you really only need to do about 6 to 8 different exercises, I think. If you want to really press for more, you can do more. It's going to take some time. And it also means that you're going to have less recovery as well. So if you train really, really hard every day, lifting like 12 exercises every time, you're going to have less time to recover in between because you're going to have such a big stimulus. And that leads into what is rest and why do we need rest? So we can think about rest in a couple different ways. One way is in between your sets. So making sure you have like 60 seconds rest in between is going to be really important to make sure you're still lifting heavy weights in between with good technique. Another thing to think about is like, how long do I need to rest in between my sessions? So if you're a super advanced, like elite level bodybuilder, a lot of these guys will literally train twice a day because they can, because they've been training for many, many years to ensure that their body is resilient enough to train twice a day. But if you're someone who's new or someone who's like playing sport and things like that, lifting weights once a day is far enough. That's for sure. Because you're trying to build up the tolerance and the volume and things like that to ensure you can do your other exercises in sport and things like that. Because sometimes when we try to lift too much, it affects our sport and affects the way we live our life every day. So we need to start thinking about what's the most important thing for us on this day. So therefore, like say for example, if you want to train 2 to 3 times a week, which is usually a really good place to start, training 2 to 3 times a week, then you're going to have a rest day in between. And the rest is so important. Rest is one of the most important things about training, right? Because when you give yourself the stimulus, right, like we said, you're lifting a heavy weight and your body needs to be able to learn to lift a heavy weight next time. Your body needs rest in between to actually build, to give itself time to be able to calibrate itself and make sure that it's, you know, building muscle or building strength and things like that. If you don't give yourself your body rest, you're going to this thing called burnout, which means that you're not able to actually learn what your body needs. And therefore, you just get really, really tired and you don't really see any progress and you start to plateau. So it's really important that when you actually give yourself rest, you give yourself enough rest in between so your body can adapt and then be able to overcome and start lifting more. So that's all I've got time for today. Just wanted to cover some of the basics to make sure that, you know, your gym experience is going to be a good one on your first time or when you're starting to get into the gym. But I think it's really important that when you go to the gym, keep an open mind, okay? Like, everyone's been there once. You may look at the guy who's like massive and huge and he's like, just looks like he's been doing it his whole life. He started the exact same place, or she started in the exact same place that you did. Whether a male or a female, you're welcome in any gym. And you also should know that we've all been there at some point as well. We've all made some silly mistakes. We've all dropped the weights and everyone's looked around. We've all been in a position where we didn't really know the machine. And so we just had to walk away from it. Believe me, I still do that these days. I've been training since I was, God, like 13, 14. And I, which is like honestly, like almost, you know, like 15 years. And I still have moments where I go into the gym and go, I have no idea what this layout is. I don't know what half these machines do. And every now and again, I still drop the weight accidentally. And that's just okay. Because it happens to all. So just enjoy it. Enjoy the experience. Be consistent. Try out different things. If you're new to it, just try out a lot of exercises. Have a bit of fun with it, you know, like figure out what kind of works. And then just be consistent with it. And always make sure you reach out for advice too. And a spot. If you're not getting spotted, if you're doing something heavy and you're not sure if you can lift it, make sure you ask someone to help you out too. Okay, so I've got time for today. Until next time.